boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G-R-O-L-S-R-E-G-R-E-A-T. Those were the
Edith turns away from her dinner preparations and hurries to the living room.
I'll get it for you.
Okay, Mom.
Hello? Oh, hello, Archie.
She glances toward the kitchen.
Just a minute.
And puts down the phone.
Gloria, I'm home.
Down a minute.
Edith, don't get off the line there,
Michael hangs up his coat and shuffles over to the phone.
Hold it. Wait a second, Archie. Hold on a second. This isn't the dingbat. It's me, the meathead. Yeah. She's right here. Hold on a second.
Hello, Archie. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You see, after I answered the telephone, I had to answer the tea kettle. Oh, I don't mean the kettle was talking. It was whistling. Yeah, Archie, I'm listening. Hi, Michael. Did you have a nice day?
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter with Ma?
I think Archie put her on stifle.
Edith's focusing.
Yeah, well, it'll be all ready, Archie. I can hardly wait. Yeah, bye. Gloria, come on, help me get the food out. Your father will be here in 2 seconds. 2 seconds?
Where was he calling from?
From the liquor store. He's bringing a bottle of wine home for dinner.
Archie, wine?
Yeah, something important is going on, because he asked his shop steward to drop in after dinner.
I don't understand, Mom. What's happening?
Oh, that's right. You weren't here. But you see, your father called me right after lunch, and he said he had a great big surprise for us. Oh, he sounded so happy and excited.
What's the surprise?
They run food to the table.
I don't know. But this is what he said. He wanted dinner served, eaten, and cleared away by 5:30 sharp. After which he don't want no noise, and he don't want Gloria and the meathead.
Edith's agape. Gloria glances at Michael.
I'm sorry, Mike. You don't want Gloria and Mike to go out, neither.
Oh, well, what do you think it is, Mike?
Well, I don't know. The last time he brought home a surprise, it was that...
They rush back and forth with more food.
You know that parrot he bought off a marine at Kelsey's barn?
You're kidding, Mark. He surprised you with a parrot?
Yeah, he surprised himself. He broke out in hives as big as 50 cent pieces.
Yeah, and he couldn't stop sneezing.
You mean he was allergic to the parrot?
Yeah, he kept right on sneezing, sometimes 20 times in a row. And every time he sneezed, the parrot went, "Kshun-chai, kshun-chai."
She flaps her arms.
It made Archie very mad.
Good evening, all. And a wonderful evening it's going to be.
Hello, Archie. Everything is ready just the way you ordered it.
That's terrific, Edie. You've done a terrific job. Everything is terrific. Good evening, Gloria, and good evening, Michael.
Good evening, Michael.
Edith, bring them wine glasses over here.
Oh, ain't this exciting? Why, we haven't used these glasses since we got them from the Quaker Oats people.
Well, it's about time we used them, Edith. This is a special occasion, and I bought a very special wine.
Yeah, this screw-on cap has a great bouquet.
Kind of nice, huh? There we are.
Oh, my red wine. I bet it's Manischewitz.
No, Edith. I buy strictly American. Now, Don't nobody say nothing till I make the toast.
Well, what are we drinking to?
We are drinking to the man in the street.
What's the man in the street?
Ah, you will find out all in good time, little girl. Meantime, come on, let's get over there and eat our dinner.
Yeah,
all right. Pour us a swell bottle of wine.
Yeah, great vintage. September.
Glowering, Archie stops with Michael at his heels.
Nothing you say to me is going to make me mad tonight, meathead though you are. We had our little differences in the past, a little tiff here and there. We don't see nose to nose on everything. But tonight, I'm going to show you the way a real American feels about living in the good old U.S. of A. Now, get over here and let's eat, because we only got 15 minutes.
Come on, Daddy, when are you going to tell us the surprise?
Did you get promoted, Archie?
You won the lottery.
You get a raise?
No, none of them things.
Oh, I know. I bet they gave him his own key to the men's room.
Michael.
Sorry, the wine went to my head.
I ain't surprised. You ain't got nothing else up there.
Is the surprised animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Neither one, neither. It's human.
Well, if it's human, it's animal.
We ain't discussing you, meathead. We're discussing me.
Well, come on, Daddy. We give up.
All right, I won't keep you in suspense no longer. Today at lunchtime, down at work, I went around to the bench back at the loading bay. I was sitting there with some of the guys, Stretch Cunningham and them, you know? And I was just about to open up my lunchbox. By the way, there wasn't no Twinkie in with the sandwiches today.
I'm sorry, Archie.
Forget it, eat it, and I'm in a good mood tonight. When all of a sudden, up comes this great big CBS trunk. You know, it's loaded with equipment and lights. There's guys running around with cameras. One guy's got a microphone. He runs up and he shoves it out to Stretch Cunningham and he asks him a question.
Well, what did he say?
Oh, Stretch? Nah, nothing. You know him, he's always clowning around. He tries to eat the microphone like it was a popsicle, see? So the guy comes up to me and he says, you're a working man. We would like to have your opinion on President Nixon's new economic phase. So tonight, on the Walter Cronkite News, guess who's going to see that? Just think of somebody you all know and love.
Marcus Welby!
Archie stares off.
Oh, geez, when are they going to come out with a pill for dingbats? No, Edith, me. I'm going to be on a Cronkite News.
Oh, Archie!
Wait,
oh,
really?
I'm
no kidding.
I'm going to be on
the yours truly. For once, the great American public's going to get a chance to hear the opinions of the real common man.
Can't argue with that statement.
Oh, Archie, it's like having a TV star in the family, ain't it?
You could say that, ain't it?
What'd you say for the cameras, Daddy?
Oh, a lot of things, you know, just on the sperm of the moment.
What did you tell them about Mr. Nixon?
Well, I hope you told them the truth.
Certainly.
Nah, that Nixon's surrendering the country to big business.
No, I didn't tell him that, because that ain't the truth. I said Mr. Nixon's preserving the spirit of competition and free enterprise.
Oh, really? How's he doing that, Arch?
By keeping out Jap merchandise and forcing the company to buy America.
Archie, the way Nixon works, nobody can afford to buy anything.
What are you talking about? And he took the excise tax off the cars?
That's right, Arch. I had forgotten about that. How many cars are you going to buy?
Listen, ain't he trying to keep wages and prices from going up?
Yeah, but not profits and interest rates. Don't you see, Arch? Nixon's controlling the little man, letting the big guys run wild.
He's a big guy. He didn't give himself a raise. He froze himself, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's freezing at $200,000 a year in three houses.
Listen, he knows what's best for the country. That's why he's going to China, Russia.
He knows what's best for the country. Why is he coming back?
Of course, he is my president, and I want him back! I told that CBS guy, I said, listen, there's millions of guys like me out there in the country that really believe in President Nixon. God believes in them, too.
You said that on television? God believes in Nixon?
Certainly. Billy Graham plays golf with him, don't he?
What does that mean?
That means God believes in Nixon.
Wait a second, Archie. Are you saying that Nixon rules because of divine right?
It's a damn sight better than your divine left.
What other gems did you come up with?
Oh, well, you just have to wait and see, sonny boy. You'll have to wait and see and hear, along with the rest of the nation. I'm gonna turn this thing on and get it ready. Edith, what channel is Cronkite on?
Channel 2, Archie. The one we don't watch, because you always say Walter Cronkite is a communist.
Archie glares at Edith.
I never said that, Edith. The man ain't all red. What's the matter with this? There ain't nothing coming on.
Oh, I'll help you fix it, Daddy. Usually if you take the contrast and you turn it to the left like this, and you take the horizontal...
Oh, no, them knobs don't mean nothing. Get out of here. Eat it. What's wrong with the set, huh? Come on, will you? 45 minutes to the show, and all I can get is a screen full of dots and dashes here.
It does that in the afternoon sometimes when I'm watching Secret Storm. Lately, it does it right through Edge of Night.
You're wearing out this set with them suffering soap operas.
Sometimes it clears up, Archie, if I stand right here and jump up and down a few times.
2 meters away, she starts hopping.
Will you cut that out? This is serious here. Hey, hold it. We got a picture with that last jump.
But it's bending in the middle.
It's bending in the middle.
Oh, you can fix that easy just by hitting it on the side.
Hit it.
Michael and Archie stare at one another.
I think you hit it too hard.
Archie's eyes widen.
You didn't say nothing about hitting it hard or not hard. You said hit it. And that's what I done. He ain't got nothing but the dot. Now he ain't even got the dot. 40 minutes to my show and you busted that set. Oh, geez, look at the time. Can you get a repairman yet, meathead?
Archie, I can only call one number at a time.
Lionel, can't you wait no faster on that?
Doing the best I can, Mr. Barker.
That ain't good enough. Wait faster.
Well, I show no sorry, but we does our fastest work with an overseer watching.
Will you, Lionel?
You got a whip? That might help.
Will you cut that out?
Lionel kneels behind the TV.
Did you get anybody yet?
Yeah, that's right. Bunker. Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Is that a repairman?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, that's swell. There's a guy coming, so you can quit working, Lionel.
Okay.
But he's not sure he'll get here in time.
Keep on working there, Lionel. Did you tell him it was an emergency? Can't you try another number there?
Oh, gee, these places are nearly all closed. You know what time it is?
I know what time it is. It's 10 minutes to me.
I give up. I think you need a professional for this job.
I'm back, Daddy.
What took you so long? Well, what did the McNabs say? Can we watch their television set?
The McNabs are out, Daddy, and when the Thomases have company over and the Wilkerson's house is dark, and the Finneys were on their way out, too, but they lent us a TV. Ta-da!
Wait a minute, that thing is a TV?
Yeah!
She pulls out an antenna.
Who for? Pygmies?
The TV is the size of a small radio.
She don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Daddy, it's the best we could do.
Wait a minute, it won't turn on here.
Why don't you try hitting it on the side?
Oh, shut up, please. Get back on the line there, will you?
Daddy, Mr.
Finney. Keep quiet. I'm trying to hear if it's on.
Daddy, I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Finney said the batteries are dead.
Well, why don't you say so in the first place? Get some batteries for her, will you?
I don't know where they are.
Well, can't you ask your mother where they are?
Right.
Hey, Edith. Edith. Get yourself out here,
yeah,
huh?
What is it?
We need some batteries for this here thing. Oh, get some batteries.
All right, they're in the closet.
Hey, I got an idea, Mr. Bunker. Why don't you come over and watch at my house?
No, not your house, Lionel. I mean, we better try some other things first. Those are flashlight batteries. You need the little ones like this here.
Oh, I think they're upstairs.
Well, I'll have to look,
Mom. Hey, I think you better come over to my house, Mr. Bunker. You're going to miss yourself on TV.
Yeah, well, listen, I go over there like that, Lionel, but I invited a particular guy here. See, he's a very important guy in the plant, and he might not be as broad-minded as me.
Oh, well, I can sneak him in with you. You can sit in the back of the room.
Lionel, how many times have I got to tell you? If you people really want to get anywhere in life, you got to be serious.
Well, I sure try to change, Mr.
Yeah,
Bunker.
Yeah.
I better be going. I'll let you know how you look on TV. Bye, everybody.
Oh, hi, Lionel. Are these the right kind?
Yeah, that's the kind, Edith. The little ones. I knew we had them somewhere.
Well, they was in the portable radio, and we don't need them in there because the portable radio ain't working.
And the portable radio ain't working, Edith, because the batteries are dead. Yes! Get out of the way. Let me answer the door. Stay on that phone there, will you? Oh, hiya, Billy. Come on in. Come on in. Hey, Edith, Mike, Gloria. I want you to meet Billy Hopper from down at work there. Take his hat,
Paul,
will you,
Edith?
Hey, this is the union shop steward, a very important guy. You got to be nice.
You all ready for the big show, Arch?
Yeah?
Jeez, it's like rubbing shoulders with William Buckley himself.
Archie points to his chair.
Come on down and sit down. Here, take the good chair, Billy. Edith, get Billy some beer, will you?
By the way.
Hey, Gloria, don't be standing there. Get the pretzels and cheese. Stay on the phone, will you?
Dial him. What's the matter with the TV, Arch?
Oh, nothing, Billy. We just turned it around. We took the back off, you know, to look at a tube, and then we noticed...
It's busted.
Shut up.
Hey, Arch. I had a chance to go bowling tonight.
Oh, Billy.
Archie, ain't that nice? Mr. Hopper gave up his game just to see you on TV.
Don't stand there running your mouth. Will you call up Mrs. Wiedemeyer, ask her we can watch her television sets?
Mike is on the phone.
Well, go knock on her door. Use your head.
Oh, all right. Here's some pretzels, Mr. Hopper. Daddy, we don't have any cheese.
Never mind the cheese. When you were checking the neighborhood, did you ask old man Bellini if we could watch his set?
Oh, no, Daddy. You told me never to go.
Don't give me no arguments. Go and ask old man Bellini, huh?
All right.
Arch, why don't we go down and watch the set at Kelsey's Bar?
Oh, no, Billy, because all the guys are watching basketball down there.
Hey, Arch, this guy says he's closing up and he doesn't want to come all the way out here.
Yeah, well, just a minute. Here, Billy, sit down and finish your beer, huh? Give me that. With these guys, money talks. Hello there. Hey, listen, how much you guys get for house call? $15, huh? Well, listen, this is an emergency. You get over here in 5 minutes, I'll give you an extra buck. He hung up on me. Now, don't call this guy for nothing ever again.
Hey, Billy.
Wait.
Down at Kelsey.
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute.
Daddy, Mr. Bellini said you could watch his TV.
Swell, let's go.
The day you stop calling him a dumb dago.
Archie pulls Mr. Hopper back to his chair.
Give me 5 more minutes.
Archie, I'm sorry. Mrs. Wiedemeyer's TV said it's broken, too.
Geez.
The repairman was just taking it out to the truck.
The repairman? Are you telling me there was a TV repairman over Mrs. Wiedemeyer's?
Yeah, leave his TV repaired.
And you let the guy get away, Edith, of all the dumb things
no,
I ever...
No, he's coming right over. There he is.
Oh, geez, you're not a dingbat all the time, Edith.
He opens the door.
Mr. Bunker?
Oh, never mind the introductions, Levy. Come on in. There's the set over there. Get to work.
Hey, Arch, I got a guy here.
I got a guy here. Hang on. Don't waste any time now, Levy, will you? I'm on Walter Cronkite in 15 minutes.
You?
Yes.
What'd you do? Have an accident?
Don't be a wise guy. They're asking my opinion to the president.
Walter Cronkite wanted your opinion?
Yes.
Oh, didn't you recognize Archie Bunker? He's a very important man. He just lives down here to be close to the people.
Don't waste the man's time, huh? Let him get to work.
Ah, here's the trouble. Not too serious. A line fuse blown and a 1B3 tube is out.
How long is it going to take to fix?
Oh, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, gee, swell. Get right out, huh?
First thing Monday morning.
Monday morning?
I'm sorry, Mr. Bunker, but I've got to get back to the shop before dark.
Why?
You see, it's Friday, and I'm not allowed to drive the truck after sundown.
What's driving a truck got to do with this?
Arch, I think what Mr. Levy's trying to tell you is that he's Orthodox.
Orthodox what?
Jewish.
Oh, jeez. Come on, don't tell me that, will you? You, Orthodox, a clean-cut kid like you? I see them guys all my life with the long black coats and hats and beards. Come on, Levy, look at yourself. You're no more Orthodox than me.
I think I am.
Now, wait a minute. I know what it is. It's a question of dough. How much?
It has nothing to do with money, Mr. Bunker. The job will only cost you a few dollars on Monday.
But what am I going to do about now?
I'm sorry, believe me, but I've got to go to Temple for services, and it's forbidden for me to work after dark.
Well, wait a minute, Levy. It ain't dark, Carol.
My shop is 20 minutes away, and sunset is 6:12 today.
Are you going to tell me that you run around on Friday nights knowing the exact times of the sunsets?
Mr. Bunker, I have to go. Do you want me to come back Monday or not?
Wait a minute. Look, here. Do the job now. Say Tree Hill Moses tomorrow. Cleans it up.
I just can't do it.
It's fine, Archie. Here it is. Sunset 6:12.
Edith checks the paper.
You want to know when high tide is?
Yeah, Edith, we sail at midnight. Now, Lee, what's the name and the telephone number of your rabbi?
It won't do any good.
Well, let me call him. I'm trying to get an okay. Listen, I mean, we used to do it in the army for Catholic guys, much tougher than you, you know, so they could eat meat on Fridays. Now, listen, if the Pope can wink his eye on that, I mean, after all, this is only a little dispensation here.
I'm sorry, I just can't go against my religion.
Hey, hey, turning down business, that's against your religion.
Mr. Bunker, I can only answer that insult with an old Jewish expression. So in our Leben in a hoist mit a toys and timmers is all tubin a boich vitig and yay de timmer.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, you never know, but believe me, I got even.
Levy walks out the door.
I've had it, Hotch. I'm going to Kelch's.
What are you going to do, Hotch?
What else can I do, Edith? I'm going with him.
At Kelsey's, a basketball game plays on TV as a group watches.
Out in front of the weeds of Bradley. Bradley on the right side of Raymond.
Archie and the others rush in.
Hey, Kelsey, do me a favor, will you? Turn on the Channel 2 news up there.
Are you out of your head, Arch? There's bets riding on this game.
Yeah, I know, but listen, I'm on the Walter Cronkite news tonight.
No kidding. Well, as soon as the game is over, you give me your autograph. Right now, shut up.
Oh, come on. No, listen. Hey, Kelsey, I'll tell you what I do. I set up drinks for everybody on me. Just turn it on, huh?
All right, that's up to the boys. What do you say?
The regulars line up their glasses, and Kelsey starts pouring.
Okay. Never mind that. Turn that on. Fight,
right,
will you?
All right.
Report on reaction to the Nixon economic policies, we sought the views of some average working men. During the lunch break at a plant in Manhattan, we talked to some of the workers.
That's the guy that asked me the questions.
Of course, of those policies. And here is one of those men, Mr. Archie Bunker.
Here I come.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report from CBS News in Washington, where President Nixon is about to address the nation.
Archie's smile disappears.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Wait a minute, where am I?
During a four-year term, the President of the United States, sitting at this desk in this historic room...
What's he doing up there? I'm supposed to be on there.
He's
probably going to make an important announcement about Boy Scout Week.
Say, something about the Supreme Court.
Oh, I bet he's going to nominate his buddy, Bebe Rebozo.
He's always on there talking and making people nervous. Gee, why is he doing this to me? I'm only trying to help him.
Oh, Archie, he don't know what he's doing.
Archie glances at her, then turns back to the set.
Come on, Kelsey. Nobody's listening to this.
Hold it. They could get back to me any minute.
Daddy, I think this is almost finished.
Throughout this great land of ours. Thank you and good night.
Good night, nurse.
Hey, come on, Kelsey. Hey, put the ball down.
Now, wait a minute. We might be here. There might just be a piece of me on there. Who's this guy?
That's Dan Rather. He's going to tell everybody what Mr. Nixon just said.
Come on, will you, Kelsey? Let's go.
Go ahead and change it. Let's get out of here.
Hey, Arch. $6 for the drinks, huh?
I tell you, that Nixon's gonna open his mouth once too often. He ain't gonna have Archie Bunker to kick around no more.
Archie sips his beer.
I want to tell you something. That was the lousiest break I ever had.
Oh, well, Archie just got preempted. That's the way Nixon does things. Runs the country by surprise.
Let somebody else talk with you.
Yeah, you're right, Archie. Shouldn't have cut you off. You're as smart as he is.
Certainly.
Lionel enters.
Hey, I saw your show, Mr. Bunker. That was a great makeup job.
Huh?
Well, you look just like Nixon. How'd they do that? Sponges in the cheeks?
Lionel, cut that out.
Edith covers her mouth when she sees Archie glowering.
Well, you're turning out to be a regular Flop Wilson, ain't you?
Directed by John Rich. Teleplay by Don Nickel and Paul Harrison and Lenny Weinrib. Story by Paul Harrison and Lenny Weinrib. Script supervision, Norman Lear, Michael Ross, and Bernie West.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Mike Evans as Lionel, Jack Griffin as Bill Hopper, Neil J. Schwartz as Levy, Bob Hastings as Kelsey, John K.M. Collins as TV interviewer. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Viacom presentation.